Welcome to today's brief intelligence session. Today we are discussing Shift 13, artificial intelligence and decision making. Let us begin with the tipping point. The first artificial intelligence machine on a corporate board of directors. By 2025, 45% of respondents expected this tipping point to have occurred. Beyond driving cars, artificial intelligence can learn from previous situations to provide input and automate complex future decision processes, making it easier and faster to arrive at concrete conclusions based on data and past experiences. What are the positive impacts of this technology? Klaus tells us, rational, data-driven decisions, less bias. Removal of irrational exuberance. Reorganization of outdated bureaucracies. Job gains and innovation. Energy independence. And lastly, advances in medical science and disease eradication. What are the negative impacts? Accountability. Who is responsible? Fiduciary rights. Legal issues. This will also bring about job losses. There will be hacking and cybercrime. Liability and accountability and governance will need to be secured. Becoming incomprehensible. Increased inequality. Falling foul of the algorithm. Existential threat to humanity. So Klaus agrees with Elon Musk and with Dr. Ray Kurzweil and many other futurologists and David Deutsch and many other experts in the field of quantum computing and artificial intelligence and the future of AI and general AI. They believe that these things can turn into an existential threat and will be an existential threat for humankind. Yet they are still moving forward in creating it, despite the dangers it will bring. Lastly, we will discuss the shift in action. ConceptNet4, a language artificial intelligence program, recently passed an IQ test better than most four-year-olds. 3 years ago, it could barely compete with a one-year-old. The next version, just finalized, is expected to perform on a level with a 5 to 6-year-old. The source for this is verbal IQ of a 4-year-old achieved by an AI system from sightseers.ist.psu.edu. If Moore's Law continues to develop with the same speed as it has been for the past 30 years, CPUs will reach the same level of processing power as the human brain in 2025. Deep Knowledge Ventures, a Hong Kong-based venture capital fund that invests in life sciences, cancer research, and age-related diseases and regenerative medicine, has appointed an artificial intelligence algorithm called VITAL, which is an acronym for Validating Investment Tool for Advancing Life Sciences, to its board of directors. The source for this is algorithm appointed board director from bbc.com/news/technology. And this concludes today's small intelligence session dealing with Shift 13, artificial intelligence and decision making, as it has been put forward by the World Economic Forum. Showing us what to expect, giving us an idea of what to expect somewhere near and around the year 2025, which is 2025. The year 2025. Till next time, Shalom Aleichem.